the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. How is everyone doing today? Well, let me just tell you that I've been waiting to do this interview today, and there are a number of reasons that I've been waiting to do this interview, because for me, part of my research, as many of you know, has to do with the ever-changing landscape of what we know as work. And it has to do with a lot of what some of us believed were going to be the guidelines, the rules for working today. And those rules, by the way, have changed. They changed with the first downsizing event ever, which took place by Exxon years ago and continued to this day. But what does this mean? What does the idea of work mean? What does it mean to younger people? What does it mean to some of us boomers? Well, guess what? My guest today knows a lot about this and is taking this powerful message out to the world. I'm talking about Judy Reagan, who's here with me today, and she is the author of several books. Her first book, Meaningful Work, The Entrepreneur Way, came out into the world to help us look at what it means to take our gifts out into the world. Now she comes back with her second book entitled We Won't Die Well in the Western World, A Message of Hope, and addresses our purpose for being and what this means to each and every one of us. Judy was a successful consultant responsible for acquisition of millions in funds for designing, development, and implementing work-related transition programs. She's joining us today to help us understand that we can live the life we want and live it without regrets. Thank you so much for joining the show today, Judy.
Oh, thank you, Pat. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Very well, thank you. And really looking forward to have this conversation with you.
Good. Well, I've been looking forward to it as well.
Well, let me ask you this question. You know, I see that you are on a mission. It's really clear to me that you are.
Thank you. I am.
Yes, and the question comes up. On your journey, in all that you do, I know that everyone wants to know what inspired you. I want to know what some of the obstacles, what some of the challenges were that you overcame to bring you to this very moment.
Oh, wow. The list is long. I've also had some very good things happen to me. They have been illness. They have been a change in my status as from married to single. They have been the different kinds of work that I've done and what I've found is meaningful and what is not and what I had to do if it wasn't meaningful. So those are some of the things.
Well, all of this is part of what builds character at some level, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know one of the things I've always enjoyed doing? Now, it's off the air now where I don't get it on my television, but I loved watching biography.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because in an hour, you could see how people got in the swim, they got up to the top, they got bashed down, and they had to start again. And, I think that's so important for all of us to remember.
Yes.
You know, did you think so?
Well, in all of this is sort of the light bulb that keeps going on and turning off and going on and turning off. It's like we take the switch and we flip the switch and the light comes on and it light goes off, but we forget that all of this is energy all the time. And so part of today's conversation is to have you share some of the fabulous initiatives that you've created, your powerful message out into the world, and how there is hope for every single one of us as we take our lives to the next level. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I am your host, Dr. Pat Basile. My guest today is Judy Reagan. When we come back, more about the world of work. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Sometimes your favorite shows on HealthyLife.net are on when you're busy. Maybe you're working, sleeping, exercising, eating, or meditating, and forget to listen to your favorite Healthy Life host. Now there's a solution. You can record or schedule a recording time of any of our radio shows direct to your PC. Then listen on your PC to the show anytime, or convert the file to an MP3 and download it to your iPod or MP3 player. The iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software offered by Abyss Media is easy to use and affordable for only $29.95. Plus, if you have any problems, you can receive free email technical support. Speaking of technical information and general info on how to order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software, you can get all of that information right on our website at HealthyLife.net. You don't have to miss your favorite show ever again. Plus, you can download your favorite show and take it anywhere you want. Order the iSound WMA MP3 recorder right from HealthyLife.net today.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works, and other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And let's get started with a phenomenal conversation. Judy Reagan is here today. And as I said before, she is the author of the several books. She is the author of the book, We Don't Die Well in the Western World, A Message of Hope. And boy, I can't wait to talk about that. And as we get started, I want to also direct you to her website, which is www.worldofwork.com, worldofwork.com. And the reason that we are directing you here is because Judy has something to offer every single one of you out there. Judy, again, thank you for joining us today. Tell us about what you're doing to pay it forward.
Yes, what I'm doing is I'm offering this book because this book, even since I wrote it, I would say that I'm reading more about how some of the concepts are kind of entering into the mainstream. But it is a real good book to take a look at what, for the boomers and for those that are already into their senior years, what life is going to be like. And so what I'm doing is I'm, as a way of marketing this book to give people an opportunity to read it, I'm giving people three copies of the book, one for themselves, and I'm asking them to pay it forward with the other two. And so that's what I'm doing. So if you go to my website, fill in the form, I'll get the information, and I will send the books out to you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what else I love. If you go to her website, you'll be able to look at something that's called Live Life, Strive to Be Alive. And I clicked on it today, Judy, and I want to read what came up, the work-life tip for today. I love this because this is the way I want to start our conversation into the book. The tip is this: know your hopes, your fears, and your dreams better than you think you know mine.
Isn't that true? I could tell you the world about you, Pat. I have more trouble with me. Yeah, so that is true. And I think that that's something we fall into, that we are very quick about other people, not so quick about ourselves.
Exactly. Let's talk, Judy, about what got you pointed in this direction and what got you pointed in the direction to write both of the books that you've written, but the title of the second book, We Don't Die Well in the Western World. I mean, people are saying, what? You're laughing.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is that probably there are other civilizations that have died better than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend a lot of time, I believe, in our world avoiding the topic. And we don't want to go near that. And so we don't. And so it kind of comes as a big shock when it happens. And people kind of do everything possible so they don't have to look at the what is an inevitability. That was part of being born, was that we're going to leave.
Well, but we have this idea that we are invincible at some level.
That's right. And that's
we live our lives like that.
I know, and so the thing is that I feel that this book, that We Don't Die Well in the Western World, A Message of Hope, at least it's opening the door to what is happening. I think some of the things that are happening is that we're living longer.
Oh, indeed we are.
And so probably we're getting another 20 to 30 years. I like to say that the span of the Roman person in the time of Rome was 29 years, and probably we're getting that lifespan added on to our lifespan. Now that won't be true for everybody, but it's like a gift. You know when you hear people say we got a baby and now we don't know what to do?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's the same thing. We've been given a gift of extra time. We always wanted that time. It's the fountain of youth. And what do you do? What are we going to do now? Because the way we lived before, we still have that in our mindset. So I think we're in a huge transition. Transition is very difficult. There's chaos. There's crisis. And we need to help each other be real about this. And that's one of the things I feel about the purpose and destiny, is we have this extra time where we can bring forward something that is our gift that we can do for the world.
Well, let's talk about that, because there are several things that I'm looking at in terms of book titles, and one of the things that came really clear to me is that people have at the core right now, at their very core, something pulling at them, something poking at them. You know what I'm saying? It's like a cow prod, as some of my farmer relatives would say. It's like something just gnawing away at them to do something, to take action. And
well,
yet at the same time, they're stuck.
Well, you know, one of the things I think, I was thinking about this before we connected, one of the things that I think has happened is that certainly in the last, let's say, 20 or 30 years, probably longer than that, we have been pushed into doing work that will make us money.
Mm-hmm.
And we've become a very materialistic society, and probably getting more so every day. So if you are going strictly for money, there's a good chance you could bypass meaningful.
There's probably a very good chance.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you read surveys, I just saw one, I'm a Canadian, and I just saw one the other day that said there's 63% of people who want to get another job, and it's higher for people who think their job is just absolutely awful. So how does that happen? That is so huge, it's unbelievable.
Well, we could certainly talk about how that happens, and part of it is what's going on inside each person. Not that there aren't jobs that are not fulfilling. It's really an interesting conversation, Judy, in that one of the most important things to people, especially in my research, is to have meaningful work.
Well, it's a good thing to talk about, but I'll tell you, it seems to be quite different from people aren't prepared. To find meaningful work takes effort. And I would have to say, just talking to you in the time we've talked, I would imagine that you're a person that put a lot of effort into finding something through the years that is meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know yourself, it just doesn't come easily.
Well, I'll tell you, you get to make some tough decisions along this journey, and I think that you talk about it. You call it conscious choice.
Yep.
And I believe that's what you had a conversation in your blog about coming to peace with what is, And that seems to be the most difficult thing for people to do right now, is to come to peace with what is. That doesn't mean that we give in to a life that we don't want. And I don't think that's what you're saying in what you write either, is it?
No, not at all. No, I think the thing is that things happen to all of us. And if we fight what happens, then we're going to make ourselves bitter, angry, whatever, and not live the life that we've been invited to live. And it isn't always easy. Just before I wrote my book, Meaningful Work, The Entrepreneurial Way, I had a phone call from somebody, and within 15 minutes, I went from well to not well because they were so rude to me. I got off the phone and I had a frozen shoulder.
Mm.
And it was my right shoulder. So I kind of didn't know what to do and I was just having a fit. And about 5 or 6 days later, the distributor for my book that I was going to work with, he said, we'll need your cover in a week and we'll need your book in 5 months. And you know, a voice said to me, say yes. I said, just, you know, and you would think logically, you would be saying no. And, you know, I wrote that book with my right arm down.
Well, I believe that, because when you hear that voice of yes, it's the same voice I heard 3.5 years ago when I was contemplating doing my first radio, hosting my first radio show on Voice America. And within minutes, you have to decide yes or no.
Oh, well, absolutely. And I didn't want to let this man know that I was really up a creek. I mean, it was incredible what I had to go through. And I had to learn to stay in the moment, to not worry about what I'm going to do 5 pages later.
Yes.
I had to stay where I was and stay grounded. And of course, the rest is history because I did write the book, but it was quite an experience for me.
Well, let's talk about the book, because part of what you help us understand is that we can live a life of fulfillment or we could live a life of regrets. And certainly there are a million other degrees of things in between that. And the question is, how do we live a life without regrets? Because, you know, I think that I run into more people, and I know I've been guilty of this from time to time, where I say, oh, my goodness, why did I ever do that? Boy, that is toxic, just saying that, Judy.
One of the things that I think why it is good you did that is so you don't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what life is, that some things are harder for us to learn than others. And what's hard for you mightn't be hard for me, but vice versa, So I think that one of the things that happens to people is they're not consciously living their life. And so they're not paying attention to what's happening, don't you think?
Well, exactly. And so part of this is getting to this place where we can hold our heads up high and pay attention to that inner voice and know that there are decisions that we make at the moment that we make them that may not seem the best outcomes. But boy, I'll tell you, it's hard to really deny that inner voice that wants us to go forward with our gifts and our love and our light.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, when you asked me about, you know, how did I get to what I'm doing now? And I have thought back to when I was a child, because I think a lot of us, all of us probably, get signals when we're kids, because, you know, our thinking is probably clearer when we're young. We don't have a whole lot of other things to worry about.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I was thinking about when I was little, probably 4 or 5. And when we would go for drives and see, you know, farms, and I would see men, because it would only have been men doing a tractor then. And you know what I wondered? I wonder to myself as a little kid, and this is amazing, I wonder if those people like what they're doing.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, because that's meaningful work, so isn't that interesting that this is where I am now?
It's exactly interesting, but there are no mistakes about this. We'll be right back with Judy Reagan. She is the author of the book, We Don't Die Well in the Western World, and when we come back, we will mention that special offer she has of paying it forward right here on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We'll be right back after this short break, everyone. Stay tuned.
The Reconnections 2007 Mastery Conference in L.A. is a perfect way for anyone interested in the latest in healing. Hosted by international best-selling author Dr. Eric Pearl, August 2nd through the 5th, the conference features John DeMartini from The Secret and stars from What the Bleep, Dr. Emoto, Dr. Tiller, Lynn McTaggart, and many others. Call now and save $60 when you mention the Dr. Pat Show. Call 888-ERIC-PEARL or visit thereconnection.com. That's 1-888-ERIC-PEARL or visit thereconnection.com.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
What if you had your own personal ally to help you focus on the areas of your life that you would like to change? What if you had a powerful connection where the two of you were affecting change in your life? How would your life be different, and what would you manifest for yourself? Working with Tara Crete as your life coach will help you learn how to tap your inner resources and passion and connect them with outer goals and tasks. In other words, you take action. Log on to innergood.com for more information. That's innergood.com.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of HealthyLife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Again, I want to let everyone know this is a special show with Judy Reagan. We're here and we're talking about several things. We're talking about both of her books, Meaningful Work, The Entrepreneurial Way. And we're also talking about We Don't Die Well in the Western World. And if you go to her website, which is worldofwork.com, worldofwork.com, you will see that you will be able to receive a copy of the book, We Don't Die Well in the Western World, very simply. This is not a gimmick here. And Judy, I think it's important to let people know this is not a gimmick. This is true. This is free. This is your passion. And this is what it's about for you. Why don't you let everyone know what they have to do? Just, isn't it a matter of just filling out the email?
It is. When you go on the site, it'll just ask you, if I'm going to send you the books, I'll send you one for yourself and two for if you would pay it forward to pass it on to somebody who would like to listen to it or to read it. And it would be like if I took an ad out in the New York Times. So this is just another way of doing the same thing. And I think that I've given away thousands of these books, and I feel that it's getting to the people that it needs to get to, because what I will write next. It leads up to, you know, it, they all come together.
You know, Judy, people look at what you're doing and they look at the conversation that we're having today, and they're asking themselves, yeah, this all sounds great to me, but basically, you know, I don't know how to take this action. I don't know how I got here to begin with. And so, you know, in what you talk about the destiny matrix.
Yes.
And I'd love for you to share what that means.
Well, the destiny matrix is basically, a matrix that you can work with to take a look at different parts of your life and different things that happened that would be, have been of significance. Now, just before the break, I talked about when I was 4 or 5 years old that I had seen the farmers in the field and wondered if they liked their work. I think that's a very strange thing for a child of 4 or 5 to ask that question. And then when I was 5, I guess when I was in grade 1, my sister caught me on the telephone, and I was having quite a conversation with this boy who was named Billy. And when I got off the phone, she said, "What were you doing?" And I said, "I was counseling Billy." Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
At 5 years old.
I can imagine that. Look at you today.
I know. So those were signals. And then in, I guess it was also in grade 1, we had a donut sale. And I sold more dozen, I think I sold 39 dozen donuts. It was the most in my school. So I have that skill for selling as well. And so those were all things that, as I look back on the matrix, and you to kind of pay attention to the age and the year, you see, I can tell you when that happened, the incidents of meaning, what were the stories, like I looked at the farmer, your intuition and feeling, you know, I've had things happen to me, and I just get a feeling, as I did with that book, when the distributor said, "I need it right away," that I had to do it, frozen shoulder or not. So those are things that they help to kind of order your life so that you can have some idea of what were the things, because we all get signals. We all get signals. And often what happens to people is they want to be something, and then they're told by their parents perhaps, or somebody says, "You can't do that. You'll never make money doing it." And that's a very big thing for us. So people give up their passion for the safe route, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh, please. You're talking to someone that knows that. But at some point, I have to tell you, for me, and I remember this very specifically, it becomes a pain that is so hard to bear that you have to make the change. You can no longer deny your passion. Even if you've been denying it for 20 years or so, there comes a point where you get to choose again. I think, Judy, a lot of times we think that if the door shuts, it's never going to open again. But that's not true, is it?
Oh, I don't think so at all. And I think, once again, the door has to shut, so when it opens, then we're really aware that the door is open.
Exactly. We have to know that. Part of what you talk about is hope.
Oh, I do talk about hope.
Talk about hope.
Yeah.
And I wanted to read something that I got from your website, and I'd love to talk about it. You say, "Hope is having a dream, and hope is about believing in you. Your dream is something that stays out there in front of you. It will keep you moving and believing and hoping."
Yep.
For so many people, they are there with their dream. For others, it's as if their dream has dissipated. How do we keep hope as first and foremost in what drives us forward?
Well, it's work. I have to say that, because it's not hard having hope when the times are good. But when you have something happen that isn't good, then to have hope within you. Now, hope is a promise of the future. This is what a definition that I was given, and I believe in this. Hope is the promise of the future without expectation. So lots of times people hope or I hope I will get a new swimming pool. That isn't hope. That's something quite different, because you have an expectation. And to have hope, you also have to have an openness about you, about what the universe, if you will bring to you. And sometimes the universe won't bring the thing that you think you should have.
It certainly brings you something else, but for me, it's been equally important to understand what shows up, as with you and what you're doing and how you're helping so many people.
Well, the thing is that I believe that's true. You know, if you had told me when I got this frozen shoulder, what I have found out that was all about, and that I wrote a book, and I always feel that my first book, Meaningful Work, The Entrepreneurial Way, it has to be a healing book because it helped to heal me.
We find with so many people. Judy Regan. Judy, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about We Don't Die Well in the Western World. And the question that I'm going to ask Judy is, out of all that she has discovered, what is the most critical factor? What do we need to know about moving through this life? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and my guest, Judy Regan, will join us here. And again, we'll remind you of the special offer. Stay tuned, everyone.
Is your soul searching for more? Are you ready for greater spiritual enlightenment? CMS, the College of Metaphysical Studies, is the planet's largest source of metaphysical and spiritual growth. CMS, the leader in the field of metaphysical studies, is dedicated to the service of humankind, offering distance learning courses and free resources. Follow your spiritual path and join the great adventure at cms.edu. That's cms.edu.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show. Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com. We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
You choose. Programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about my show, if you want to get part of our newsletter, we're going to be having some incredible special offers. And the way to find out about them in advance is to simply sign up for the newsletter, We don't do anything weird or funky with the newsletter. We just let you know each week about the powerhouse lineup we have, especially this week, starting off with my guest today, Judy Reagan, who's here with me, and she is the author of Meaningful Work, The Entrepreneur Way, and We Don't Die Well in the Western World, A Message of Hope. And the book, Judy, says that it addresses our purpose for being.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you about something I came across in the readings, and it has to do about awakening the warrior within. And so I want to talk about that, but at the same time, I also want you to mention the special offer, because for me, when I look at you and I look at the book and I look at you paying it forward, you have got a warrior within.
I do. But I had to find that.
Don't we all?
Well, yeah, probably when I was younger, I knew how to talk up a storm, but that's different than being a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a warrior is connected to what's going on in you. And you asked me before the break, what would be one thing that you have to take with you on the journey? And
yep.
I think commitment and tenacity. One of my children says that about me, that my commitment and tenacity is huge. And I think that's what we all need. So
well,
on a bad day when your hope is down, your commitment and your tenacity will help you get back on track.
Well, when we have those days where we get down, it's very easy to continue to spiral downward if we don't have commitment and we don't have tenacity. And I love what you're saying about that, because for some time, tenacity wasn't always a good thing to have. But we certainly have gotten to understand what it means to have that level of courage, that level of motivation to step out and change the world in the way that only individuals can do.
Well, and the thing is that, as we talked about earlier, our whole life is changing. And as you know, sometimes when people are in transition, they kind of don't know they're in transition.
Uh-huh.
But when we've been given an extra 30, like it used to be that people would die at 55 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't too many years ago. Well, now we're changing, but you have to know how to live those years. That's 24/7 of having to live. And so to have a sense of purpose, to know why you're here. And I think that I feel about the baby boomers, they changed trends all along the way as they've lived. And I'm perhaps going to look at those ahead of them and say, I don't think I want to do it that way. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but the face of how life is done is going to change by 2050. There is no question.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can each and every one of us be part of the change, be part of that level of awareness? One of the things I was looking at on your website was the awareness path as you talked about this. And we've talked about the fact that it begins with us. We've talked about that today. But one of the things you talk about is finding the conscious leader of who we are. And part of this is is re-educating ourselves so that we know each and every one of us has a leadership role to play. We don't get that in the workplace, you see.
No. No, I... Well, and the thing is that we don't get it and we've given it up.
Ah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it is really important to take a job where someone else is the leader, because that's how we learn our skills and learn how to live life and to work. But that doesn't mean that we're not a leader that I'm not a leader of me. And if I'm not a leader of me, who's going to be? Don't you think so?
Well, exactly. And it is very easy to be part of an institution and realize that there are formal leaders, and with that, we do give up some leadership. And actually, Judy, I know that you have worked with organizations and know what it's like to be a consultant in organizations. And the question that I would ask you is about what you've seen, what has changed in the past, let's say, 10, 15 years. What has changed, in your opinion, to put you out there to write the kinds of things you're writing?
Well, one of the things that I think has changed, and this is that you talked about this right at the very beginning when you said about Exxon, you referred to them.
Yes.
Well, you know, up until then, we had rules about working.
Yes, we did.
The rules were that I would be loyal to my boss and my boss would be loyal to me. And now there probably would not be anyone listening that doesn't know of somebody since the 80s, some uncle, some great uncle, whatever, who got the axe. And so we all learned that loyalty is not something, we're not going to give that loyalty so we get a watch at the end of 35 years.
And don't you think, though, going back to what you said earlier about the percentage of people that want to get another job, don't you feel at some level, Judy, that part of this not wanting to be there is because we've so changed the rules and have so made it impersonal to be at work that there is this place we spend so much time yet feel so isolated and lonely?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the thing is that this is the other thing I'm wondering now, and this would be in the last maybe 7-8 years. People want something meaningful.
Yes.
They want something where they have a purpose, a destiny. I often feel that some people, that the people who are working in organizations, that perhaps they could look at what they're learning is what they're going to need to know as they move on to fulfill their purpose when they're older.
Exactly. Let's take a short break. Judy Reagan is joining us here today. We Don't Die Well in the Western World, A Message of Hope is the book. When we come back, more with Judy, we're going to talk about what it means to get started, even if you haven't at this point, get started with living life full out. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, everyone.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com. What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality, to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to make sure that you have Judy's website, worldofwork.com, because when you get there, you're going to see Grassroots Initiative, 3 free books, and Pay It Forward. And that is a gift to you, a copy of the book, We Don't Die Well in the Western World, and Judy's passion about paying it forward as a grassroots initiative. Judy, why don't you take a moment to let people know about this one more time. And I want to let everyone know, this is not just if you're listening to the show live. Many of you are now listening to this either in your iPod or on the computer. And what I want to say is if you go to the website, whether it's today or beyond, you'll see this available there. So tell folks a little bit about this.
Sure. What I did was I set up something so that if people are interested in the book, they can just send me the information and then I will mail the 3 books to them. And one copy is for them, and I just ask that they pay it forward, that they share the other 2 copies with people that they feel it would be of interest to. I think people would find it interesting. You know, I have a friend of mine who probably 5 years ago, she was very interested in the computer, but it was she was 75 or 76 and was not interested at all in using the computer. And you know, she went down to Florida this winter and went to a community college, and she's now making the first starts in doing the computer. So, you know, we can all learn whenever.
Oh, absolutely. When we give up the idea that we can't do something or we can't learn anymore, I think that's the beginning of our doom, so to speak. When we believe we have not, we don't have any more capacity to learn and grow, or nor do we believe that we have the capacity to contribute to the world. That's certainly not great.
Well, the thing is that's what hope is about.
Yes.
So that's wonderful what you just said. But it is, but not to have expectations, because hope is not, if you're putting in your order and asking for something to come to you, hope is about putting, you know, saying you want something, but then you're open to what it might be.
When we look at your work, when we look at the people that are going to receive a copy of this book, there is a message in here and a call to action at some level. Because first of all, you are giving these books away and asking people to then pass some of them forward.
Yes.
What is your ultimate vision for this, Judy? I mean, you talk about visioning. What is your ultimate vision for the work that you're doing?
Well, my ultimate vision is, and I'm just about to the end of my third book, and I said this earlier, I think what we need to do is not leave each other out in the woodwork. We have to support each other, and that is no matter what our age. We now have a society where there are people that are at different ages that are so different. And yet, I ran a program a number of years ago for post-secondary grads, and I wanted to use seniors to help the young people in a mentoring process. So that, because what seniors go through is exactly what these post-secondary grads were going through to get jobs. It was just a different kind of transition. And transition is very difficult for all of us. And you know, I had such problems with the seniors who were so cross with the post-secondary grads and said, why don't you just go and get a job? You know, like they wouldn't take the time to understand. And so I never did put them together, but I think that's what we have to learn, to listen and to ask questions, to ask the important questions. The important questions are, why am I here? Where am I going? Whether you believe that that's a heaven or whatever, or that, you know, you can have your own beliefs. But I think that we have to have support from each other. And, you know, I've supported a lot of people. And I'm sure you have as well, Pat. And it just, it is so important to support each other.
I think, Judy, what you have just talked about, for me, is one of the most important lessons I've learned in this lifetime. And what that means to me is that we are not here alone. You're not alone, I'm not alone, and I've said this before, if spirit meant for us to be alone, well, Judy, you would have the Judy planet, and I would have the Dr. Pat planet, but we are here on this planet to be together and to understand that we are here in support of each other. Now, having said that, I wanted to ask you, how do we explain the chaos in the world today?
Well, the quick answer I would give is that there will always be chaos. I believe there will always be chaos. But out of chaos comes, I mean, eventually chaos settles down.
Now, and it is organic, isn't it? I mean, you know, the chaos that we look at is probably the most organized set of interactions we could describe.
Well, and the thing is that if you have people that is what they want to do, is they want to fight, or they, you know, they want to have negative outcomes, that's what they're going to get. And we're, you know, so we have to have people, I think, that want positive outcomes. And I think that we were brought into this world that we have a purpose, and I think the purpose is about helping each other.
It is about helping each other. Well, Judy, you know, in a very short period of time, we've got to share what your passion is and what it means for people to not give up hope, to really live and breathe in that beacon of inspiration that we have every day. One of the things that you mention and you talk about is remembering our life, remembering our dreams that seem significant. When we come back from break, I'd like to ask you to share your personal message about what it means to remember the things in our life, our dreams, our incidents, things that have been so significant to our very essence. Let's take a short break. When we're back, Judy Regan is with us, the author of the book, We Don't Die Well in the Western World, A Message of Hope. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Screen star Olivia Hussey and Susan Allen have founded Dog Save to provide neutering and spaying for the feral dog population near the Oneness University outside of Chennai, India. While this is a center of global enlightenment, The dogs are starving and multiplying without check. Please contact us at dogsave@thedivorceforum.com. We are a 501(c) corporation in California.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, what a fabulous conversation with Judy Regan. And as I said before, there's much information on the website, worldofwork.com. Judy, as we wrap up today, what is your personal message? What do you want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, what I'd like to leave you, the listeners, with is the concept of awareness, vision, and choice. If we can be consciously aware of what's going on in our life and paying attention to things that happened to us in the past and what messages we were getting, you know, we all get messages, so it's a matter of kind of tuning in to what those messages might be. And then create a vision for yourself. I have a vision of what I think I can contribute to the world, and I'm really striving to make that happen. And to do that, I have to make choices. I have to make choices that will help me move in the direction I'm going in.
And well, thank you, Judy Regan. You have certainly made choices that are helping so many people, and I so appreciate all that you are and all that you do. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat, so much.
I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in and remind you to go to the website, worldofwork.com, and pay it forward. You will receive three free copies of the book, and then the idea is to pay it forward, and I don't think you'll have a hard time doing that. I want to thank you all for listening today. I want to thank everyone for Healthy Life, for bringing a powerful message and reaching so many people. Until next week, know that you are loved and know that you are blessed. Make yourself a great week.